We're ready? All right. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman.
Elohim Tov. God is good all the time.
All the time.
And I can prove it. Wow. So, what was I going? Oh, I want to read something first before I get into what I was watching today that you guys need to know about. And they're going to have their first, well, actually, they're already doing their first human trials. But we'll talk about what they are able to do. If it doesn't scare you, I'm sitting there watching it like this. Oh, my God. These people have gone mad. Like, the things that they can do with technology now is crazy. And you know what they want to do, right? They want to, you know, singularity. They want you to become
AI,
artificial intelligence. But they figured out a way to do it. And so they were doing it with they brought a guy up from the audience to see if it works so they can show him how this works. Because, you know, you tell somebody, look, I can be over here and I can make you move your arms, turn your neck, speak without you desiring to do it. I thought, that's crazy. That's impossible. That sounds like some, you know, parlor trick, right? And I'm sitting there and thinking to myself, well, let me see. So I watched the guy go on to stage, and they had a little machine there, and they turned on the machine, and they put a little thing behind his ear, like a little chip, just plastered it there. And he says, now, whatever she thinks to do is going to make your, like, If she wants to move her right hand up, it's going to make your right hand move up. We're taking away your ability for you to control your body, and we're giving it to her through this artificial intelligence design, right? And now they say when it comes out, it won't be mandatory, and it won't take over your whole brain, don't worry, at least not right away. And they can download information into your brain. So say this is the way I think they're going to make it appealing to people. Say you don't know how to play chess, but you want to play chess. You can enter this app, which, since you have this, you've given over your Neuralink or your neurotransmitters in your brain, because your neurotransmitters tell your body functions what to do, okay? And that's the way God has made your body. So they found a way where I can link your neurotransmitters in your brain up to a machine, and I can control your movement, your walking, your talking, which hands you want to raise, which hands you don't want to raise. I can do it all from a artificial intelligence, and you're going to do exactly what, because, but you have to be able to give to a, well, if they demand that you have it, which they say that the chip is demanded, right? It's not something that the whole world can say, oh, I think I won't take the chip. So this is also going through the chip that they want to put in your left hand or in your forehead, okay? So this is another way of controlling mankind, okay? Now, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking it's not going to work. This guy is on stage, and they hook up the machine, and they got him there, and they're telling, and they hooked it up with this girl, and they say, now, when you want his hand to move, you just move your hand, and his hand will move too, because your neurotransmitters are controlling his body now. And the guy is sitting there going, yeah, right. So she raises her left hand, and his left hand raises right away too. She does this, and He does it too. And he's not trying to do it. But his neurotransmitters that are in his brain, he's no longer controlling them. He's through this machine, he's given it over to this machine. So now it moves when the machine says move, and he no longer, like, he can't move his own arms. Okay? He's dependent upon this machine to do everything for him. And they said, next year, this whole thing is going to be a test trial on mankind to see how many people want to use it. And also, if I want to put information into your brain. And they said, don't worry, we won't be taking any information out of your brain, but we will be able to put information inside of your brain. So if you want to know the knowledge of something else, or be a math wizard or things like this, we can input this into you just like into a computer, and you'll have that knowledge inside of your brain, right? So they're on stage showing you, not only is this coming, but we already have the technology to do it, okay?
Where'd they get the tech, Pastor Sandy?
They're talking to somebody, but you know, this is what they do. This is how they discovered the that you can add a DNA inside of the chip and change the whole DNA of a human being by adding a DNA inside of a chip. I'm looking for the word. It can replicate inside of your body. So if I put, say, the DNA of a pig inside of this, that pig's DNA will replicate itself inside of your body with your DNA, and before you know it, you're half-half because of the ability of the DNA to replicate itself inside of you. And that's what they're putting in. That's what they want to put in a chip, to replicate your DNA. Anyway, scientifically, see, I thought when we watch all this, these science fiction movies and see them doing things and see them cloning people and all this stuff, we think that they're just making movies. They're showing you what they're doing, okay? And so I'm just saying this. This is why I sit back and I say, how is it possible that the church could be here for another year with everything that these people have planned for human beings? How is it possible, Lord, that I'm in the car thinking like, Lord. And the Lord kind of quieted me and said, you know, I know what's going on. When I come, it's going to be the perfect time.
Yes.
Don't worry, right? Because
yes.
God knows. And then I'm watching a thing about the Northern California fires. And a guy did a whole documentary on it. And he says they already have that technology where, because the whole thing was crazy for all of us to watch, that a building here could be burnt up, then it jump over three trees and burn a building up next, and then it's burning up cars and it's melting the wheels. So what kind of fire melts the wheels, you know what I mean? So they have this ability. The Northern California fires, they were just using this technology to burn whatever house they wanted, whatever vehicle they wanted. And then they said, oh, this is a forest fire. And you can't move back into this area because they've deemed it that since they haven't been taken because of what do they call it? The global warming is going to continue happening in that area. So they're not allowed to build their homes back. But the guy was showing a document that they planned for this area to be used for in the tribulation for the Illuminati, and they wanted that whole area cleared out, and they've been planning that for years, that they were going to clear that area out, and now they've done it, and they've made it where the insurance companies, they can't rebuild their homes because the insurance company won't insure them, because they're telling them that if these fires are going to continue happening here in this area. But they know that they set those homes on fire and all that. So all of this stuff is going on in the world, and I'm asking God, I'm in the car, I'm like, how is it possible that people could actually be here for a whole nother year? Direct energy weapons. And it's like a microwavable laser beam that just could just burn anything you want. and it could pinpoint, this is what we want to burn, this is what we want. And that's why we saw a forest fire where all houses are burnt down, but no trees. And we're like, well, where's the forest fire? It didn't burn none of the forest. It just burned houses and cars. So, but what can we do about it? There's nothing you can do about it. Okay, as a human being, what kind of power do you have? Okay, they can't even sue General Electric because before they decided to do it, they made a deal with General Electric that they couldn't be sued and the PAC taxpayers had to pay for it. So now it's like, look, I'm telling you, I'm trying to explain to people because then, you know, at the end they were trying to sell me a food package for the tribulation. And they want to sell an ex-member called me and said he's got guns and he's ready. And I'm like, I don't think guns are going to help you in the tribulation, dude. So I'm trying to explain to him and I'm trying to explain to us, we have only one hero in this situation. Yes. You understand? Jesus Christ and the rapture is our hero. Yes. Okay. None of us have the ability to stop what they're doing, okay? We don't have the ability to stop even this old Jeffrey Epstein thing, which we think is one guy doing something, and then now we're finding out that what he was doing was a worldwide operation. And so there's a guy out there standing by the cars, did he? Okay. It's a whole worldwide operation. Worldwide operation. This is every country, everywhere. What Jeffrey Epstein is doing is an operation that is worldwide, that is $150 billion business worldwide. Okay? So I'm just saying, as human beings, the only hero that we have is Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have to be very thankful that God already knew what they were going to do before they're doing it. Yeah. Okay? They don't have the power to fight against God. A matter of fact, when Jesus returns, he says with just the breath of his mouth, he's going to destroy them. So all the weaponry and everything that they have will not be able to do anything when God decides to act. Okay? Now, what about his beloved, wonderful people that love Jesus and are trying to get their life straight and give their life to Christ? What about the people that love Christ? What about it? What about us? What's going to be our hero? Jesus Christ and his plan. And what's his plan? I'm taking you out. Okay, it really bothers me, and I know now from what Duke told me that they strategically discourage people about the rapture to make you think that you're going to have to survive what they have planned for you. You guys maybe aren't doing what I'm doing, but I'm doing the studies and the background, which I can't talk to Drew about it because Drew will be crying all night. But I can't, and nobody really wants to hear like the full barometer of what these Luciferians have planned for mankind. Amen. Okay? Forget the 30,000 guillotines. Right. That's a small thing for them, okay? That's just something that they've also added. You know, forget the concentration camp. That's something that they've added.
Right.
But they have ways that they're planning of destroying human beings, that Satan hates human beings so much that his whole operation, finances and money, is into how can we destroy human beings.
Yeah.
And destroy God's creation, okay? And thank God for Jesus. Because even in our sin, he's given us the opportunity to be rescued out of this world, okay? It's bad enough, the sicknesses, disease, poverty, homelessness, all of that is bad enough, okay? But on top of that, they have plans which they have not put in operation yet. Yet they have all the money to do it. We talked about CERN. We talk about what was the other thing? What they were controlling the weather in 2010? The HARP.
Yeah.
They were using HARP. It's so much money they put in to the destruction of human beings with technology and diseases and. It can be overwhelming.
Amen.
And unless I'm sitting there and I know Jesus, I would be out buying food packages, generators, digging a hole in my backyard, putting a big steel plate over it to make sure I got a place to hide when it happens. If you looked at everything that they have planned for human beings after the rapture, you would be amazed, like, who's putting all this money and strategy into destroying human beings? Okay? So I just want to read this scripture before I get started. And it's in Luke chapter 21.
Luke 21.
And this is going to start off our Bible study.
What verse?
Let me get there first. So I had it, but the fan blew it away. We've heard the scripture before. It's my favorite. And it's Luke 21, verse 34. And it says, be careful or your heart will be weighed down with dispensation and drunkenness and with the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. You hear that? God is saying something is coming that's going to affect everybody that lives on the entire earth. Okay? And he's telling us, you be careful that you don't get caught up in this life and forget about who the hero is.
Amen.
Okay? Because once you forget who is really in control, because if they could do what they wanted to do right now, they would. But Thessalonians says there's something that's holding them back. They can't do it until he's taken out of the way. Genuinely planning all of this destruction. You know how much it costs to build CERN? Billions of dollars. HARP, billions of dollars. Okay? Do you know a quantum computer costs $25 million?
Billion.
To communicate with deep, they pay $25 million. And they at USC. And so they're putting into their plan. Okay? Elaborate plan. Like Mike Tyson says, every great plan till they get punched in the mouth. Right? When Jesus comes, all those plans are under. You understand? But you have to have days, because these last days, they're not planning for your cycle. Okay? And so, it's the whole earth. So be always on watch and pray that you and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Okay? So, we want to be worthy. And I want to thank Jerry Tone. That brother did a message on once saved, always saved that was just very practical. Just giving scripture how if you believe that you can just come into Christ and live whatever way you want to and still go to heaven even though you're sinning, how you're gambling with your salvation. And went through it scripture by scripture. And I had to send him a message. I said, that's a good message, brother. And he put pictures up there of everybody that are preaching once saved, always saved. Jerry Tony, but Jerry Tony, I like him because he's like an old coach that I have. He don't care how you feel. He's just going to tell you the truth. And so I preach. Me and him don't agree on a rapture. But, you know, as these days, the closer Rosh Hashanah I get, the more I want to agree with him. We have to make sure that we take this scripture I always read very seriously. What's going to happen is going to take place in the whole world. And Christ is warning you in this scripture, be very careful of how you're living, okay? And do not let the anxieties of life overtake your relationship with God. Because once you do, you better realize you need to be watching and praying and making sure that you are able to escape because you want to be in relationship with God. Amen. Okay? Now, we're going to talk about this thing because this is... this is God's plan, okay? God has a plan. When did God start his plan? Genesis. So we're talking, 6,000 years ago, God already had a plan, okay? Is any of this catching God by surprise?
No.
No. God wrote about taking a mark in your hand or your forehead in 90 AD. Okay, so he said you won't be able to buy or sell without it. How did he know that technology would be there? So God already knew what was going to happen, and God already has a plan for what's going to happen. So that's why I'm not going to buy a $3,000 food package for 7 years, because I know God has a plan. And in every situation, God has always rescued his people out of the danger before the judgment came, okay? Always. And then as he talks to us about the rapture, he's not starting to talk to us about the rapture. Oh, it's 1948, so last generation, I need to talk to people about the rapture. He's been talking about this since Genesis, okay?
Yeah.
So, let's look at God's plan. I wrote it on the board here. Look at this, because I want us to see this. Okay, this is God's plan. God's going to have a son. God's going to sacrifice his son. God's going to get his son back when? After 3 days, right? God has the Holy Spirit. He sends the Holy Spirit out to find his son a bride, right? Okay, so God sends the Holy Spirit out to find his son a bride, right? So the Holy Spirit's in the world right now, right? Mm-hmm. Now, after that, we know that the Holy Spirit's going to bring the bride back to the Son. And once he brings the bride back to the Son, there's going to be a wedding. Okay? Now, I just read to you not only God's plan, but that was a plan that Abraham went through. Okay? That's a plan that Abraham went through, right? Abraham had a son. God told him to sacrifice him. Then God told him to, then after the third day, Abraham got his son back. Then, Abraham sent Eliezer out to find his son a bride. Then there was a wedding, right? Same thing, but it's in Genesis. So it's always, God has already told you, look, this is my plan. This wedding part is, this is what we're waiting on. You understand? This is the rescue of mankind. The wedding of the church out of the world. This is God's plan, okay? You may say, okay, the rapture hasn't happened, I want to give up on it. I only have one Superman. I only have one Savior plan, you understand? Yes. I can't give up on the rapture. The rapture is my plan of escape. I'm not buying 7-year-old lasting food. I'm not doing it. I'm not digging a hole. I'm not going to go out and buy 2 shotguns and keep them in the closet just in case. I'm not doing that.
Amen.
I'm not going to buy a $4,000 generator to make sure, You know what I mean? All of these things that they're saying, we had better do these. We had better do these things now, because when the end times come, you're going to be running for your life. I don't plan on running for my life. I plan on being with my Savior. And then if you've given up on that plan, you've given up on the only plan that God has given you to escape what they're trying to do. Okay? So I'm waiting on him. And when he comes and when we leave, I know it's going to happen. Okay? Now, the second half of the plan is this. There's going to be a wedding rapture, right? There's going to be worldwide trouble. And there's going to be trouble for that. But check up with your people, right?
Yeah.
So now he sends Moses back. But he says Moses gathered his wife and his children, put them on the donkey and went back to Egypt. So why would Moses take his bride back to Egypt? Don't it seem like you stay here? There's going to be some trouble in Egypt. Right. First, last time I was there, they were trying to kill me. So you stay. But no, he took his bride, put her on a donkey, and he took them back with him to do this task. The purpose of God telling you that is that when he comes back, when Jesus comes back to rescue Israel, his bride's coming with him.
Amen.
Okay? So this is not a new plan that God has for the world, okay? This is the Gentile bride is not a new plan. This is God's original plan from the very beginning, okay? So we're going to finish this tomorrow too, because this is going to be a lot of numbers after, and we'll do it tomorrow though, Pastor Ben.
Okay.
So as we're looking at all of this information that God has given us, it's amazing. I just want to show you guys something, okay? ...1,000 years in the Bible. My years of football. Important, this story, okay? Now he starts count, and he's starting. While he's counting, he doesn't have all this prophetic time. And that means 4,000 years when he was tending the sheep. Completely mirrors Jesus. Okay. That's it. That's a simple plan. Okay. Now, everywhere in the Bible that I read about the in trouble, rescue of Israel, rapture, rescued the Jews from Egypt. Right? It's a continual story all through scripture, okay? Joseph, same thing, right? Joseph, gonna be a famine, it's gonna be 7 years. Okay, let me get myself a Gentile bride. Let me go stay in the castle in the palace for 7 years while the famine's going. We're fine over here. Knowledge of Jesus Christ. You accepted Christ, God put his Holy Spirit. Okay, and he sends people and to do things, and on our knees, and we thank God for rescue, for bringing us situation. We forget, oh God, something knows what's going on in the earth, and he's already told us. Okay, Micah chapter 7. Okay, here it goes. All right, we're going to be in verse 1. Okay, what should we see? I am like one who gets summer fruit after gleaning the vod from land. HaKadosh, okay? Land. Now, once they disappear, okay, the godly have been swept away from the land. Hebrew, they have vod appeared. Okay, and this says one upright man remains. If they were upright, where would they be?
Yeah.
Heaven. But hands are skilled in doing evil. So now all the evil that's going on in the world, the rulers demand a gift, the judges get the bribe. What they upright, worse than a thorn head. Day of your watchman has come. Who's the watchman? All the people that are saying what? Luke 21. A day is coming upon the whole world and the church is leaving. We are the Wiseman. We are telling the whole world a day is coming. You're ready. There to do as Christians is be with our. Remember when we did the thing? I told everybody, I'm gonna show you the most the deceitful person in the world. I got a picture of the most deceitful person in the whole world. Liar, he'll lie to you, do anything to get you in the head. I passed the picture around. It was a mirror. That's the person that will deceive you first, right? I said, okay, but don't do it. There's enough people lying to you. You don't have to do it. Okay?
Amen.
So it says the day of your judgment has come. The day God visited you is the time of their confusion. Do not trust a neighbor. Do not confidence in a friend. Even with her who lies in embrace, full of your words, for a son dishonors his father, daughter rises up against her mother, a daughter against her mother-in-law, and a member of her household. But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. Wait, God will hear me. Who is this talking now? Do not gloat over. Now listen, you guys. To me, he already knew and said, hey, Pastor Sandy, the ninth of Av is coming. I said, really? The ninth of Av. I said, and the church, the temple. And he said, but you got to be ready here. You understand? So I rather come to nothing, right? Common sense, right? I'm not going to keep walking. You'd be like, who do you think he is? He didn't even say, right? Come on. Live in a state of repentance. It's not hard. Be ready, okay? It says, do not gloat over me. I have sinned against him. I will bear the Lord until he pleads my case and establishes my righteous enemies will see and will become my eyes will see her downfall. See that? Israel is having confidence scripture in the Tanakh that when I fall, don't laugh at me and don't say, where is my God? Absolutely right. Because they don't. And kills giant, right? And Israel, you know, things have evolved. It used to be that we attracted to a woman, but things have evolved. Huh? Yes.
10 minutes left.
Absolute crazy stuff. I mean, they canceled the television show for the lingerie. Victoria's Secret show has been canceled. Every year to watch this year because of Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm thankful because it's how we got a $7 million home for $10.
Uh-huh.
His buddy, So they were working together. They had houses next to each other in Ohio. Everything.
Wow.
Okay, now let's go here. Let's go to Isaiah 56. Can you do you got ponders in there?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not taken away to spirit. Those who walk enter into peace and find rest, and they lie in their beds or in death. And it says, but you, who's he talking to? All mockers, all you sons of sorcery, you offspring adulterers, you prostitutes, you prostitutes, are you mocking? And whom do you sneer and stick out your tongue? Are you not a rebel rings of liars?
Okay.
This is what he's saying to the people that exist after the disappearance. You understand? After the disappearance, he says, okay, now who are you mocking? Now who are you mocking? Right? I'm going to get the last laugh.
Amen.
So don't worry about people mocking you, because it doesn't matter. But is, when I come, will I find faith? Will I find people that are still believing the word of God? Will I find people who are still totally dedicated to life before me? Will I, when he comes, because he's looking for people to take out of here, because he says, I'm not leaving you in this. Light isn't going through the famine. And that, it doesn't matter when it happened, you can walk around with your chest poked out and say, yeah, but I ain't going through that. I know this for 3,000 years before he was born and told me the exact other people would die with him in the exact year, 3,000 years before he was born, and put it in a book. So here we go. Now watch this. Okay, now the book comes. But look at this. Let's go to 14. What? Trouble rescue. This is what the high and lofty ever whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, to revive the heart of the contrite. I always be angry. Then the spirit of man would grow faint before me. Breath of man. I was in his ways. I have seen his ways. I will heal him. Who? He will heal who? Israel. I will guide him and restore comfort to him. Creating praise on the lips of the mourners of Israel. You know who he's coming to rescue? Mm-hmm. Who? Israel. It's the same story. Every chapter, every book, every story. I had my ask me, is the Bible hard to? I said, Paris, it's only one story retold 66 different times. God's world, okay? There's going to have a son, okay? He's going to offer that son as a sacrifice. And the third day, he's going to get that son back. Anybody who believes in that son can be saved and have salvation. They will become his bride. He'll come back. He'll take that bride out of the world. There'll be trouble in the world. Then he'll rescue Israel. It's the same story. I mean, you want to read about Moses? It's the same story. You want to read about Joseph? It's the same story. You want to read about Adam? It's the same story. You understand? Just understand it's a simple, but and it's not complex. And salvation is not complex. Okay, because a God, and this is the simple. So God says, if humans are in my presence and they're not in right standing, they'll burn up. So what I'm going to do is create a way for me to be in their presence without first the law. You break this law. I'm a Yahweh Loniti. I am God. I do not change. Same story. I don't want you to destroy yourself. So come to me, sit on your lips, say what pit, and you're back in right standing. Because you don't want to be consumed. God says, I've made a way for in my presence. Without being, because then you bring an animal, the high priest cleanses you, and you're gone. Go back to your normal life. If you sin, you come to God with a confession of your mouth. You go back to your, and you're back in right standing. This is a simple plan, okay? It's a simple plan, and God has a simple plan to rescue his church out of the world, okay? This is not a big scientific thing. We don't have to. You know they put a drone to your house and blow your house up?
Yep.
Okay? You say, well, I got guns. You might as well go guns. You know what I mean? Because it's the same thing to them. It's not going to